Muradabad, 2019. It is 5:30 in the evening. Jahanara is packing suitcases. She is selecting what to take. Now and again she removes something from her suitcase and returns it to its original place in the room in order to pack another item instead. For a long while she hesitates whether to take a large photograph of her husband that stands on the chest of drawers. Finally, she leaves the picture where it is. The packing tires her, and for a time she sits on a suitcase, leaning her head on her hand. Then she gets to her feet and telephones.
Hello. This is Jahanara Delvi. Is that you, doctor? Good evening. I just wanted to ring up and say you will have to be looking for another song partner. I'm going away. No, not long, but anyway, a few weeks. I want to go to Dhaka. Yes, it's said to be very green during the monsoons. I've got friends there. No, plural, believe it or not. Who will you get to pair with you? Come on, that's right. Carol has a good voice. What put that idea into my head? No, it was nothing sudden. I kept putting it off and now I've really got to. Right, well, we'll have to cancel our cinema date. Remember me to Anusuya? Bring him up on a Sunday sometimes, could you perhaps? Well, goodbye. Yes, of course I will. Goodbye. This is Jahanara Delvi. Can I speak to Mrs. Suleiman? Sara, I just wanted to say goodbye. I'm going away for a bit. No, nothing's wrong. It's just that I want to see some new faces. I really meant to say that Anmol has got the professor coming here on Tuesday evening and I wondered if you could both come too. I'm off tonight, as I said. Tuesday, that's it. No, I only wanted to tell you I'm off tonight. There's no connection. I just thought, you know, you might be able to come then. Well, let's say even though I shan't be there, right? Yes, I know you're not that sort, but what about it? These are unsettled times and everybody's being so careful, so you'll come. It depends on Iqbal. He'll manage it. The professor will be there. Tell him. I must ring off now. Goodbye then. That you, Janvi? It's Jahanara. I'm so sorry to disturb you. Thanks. I just wanted to ask if you could see that Anmol is all right. I'm going away for a few months. Being his sister, I thought you... Why not? Nobody would think that. Anyway, not Anmol. Well, of course he knows we don't get on all that well, but then he can simply call you if you prefer it that way. Yes, I'll tell him that. Everything's fairly straight. Of course, the flat is on the big side. You'd better leave his workroom to Uma to deal with. She knows what's to be done. I find her pretty intelligent, and he's used to her. And there's another thing, I hope you don't mind my saying so, but he doesn't like talking before meals. Can you remember that? I always used to watch myself. I don't want to argue about that just now. It's not long till my train goes and I haven't finished packing, you know. Oh, keep an eye on his suits and remind him to go to his tailor. He's ordered a new suit. And do see that his bedroom's properly ventilated. He likes sleeping with the window open. And it's been raining so incessantly. No, I don't think he needs to toughen himself up. But I must ring off now. I'm very grateful to you, Janvi. And we'll write to each other, won't we? Goodbye. Neha, it's Jahanara. Look, I'm just off. No, there's no way out. Things are getting too difficult. Well, no, it isn't Anmol's idea. He doesn't know yet. I simply packed my things. I don't think he'll say all that much. It's all got too difficult for him, just in everyday matters. That's something we haven't arranged. We just never talked about it. Absolutely never. No, he hasn't altered. On the contrary. I'd be glad if you and Saurav could look after him a bit, to start with. Yes, especially Sundays, and try to make him give up this flat. It's too big for him. I'd like to have come and said goodbye to you, but it's your watchman, you know. It will take him seconds to call them. So, goodbye. No, don't come to the station. It's a bad idea. Goodbye. I'll write. That's a promise.
She hangs up without calling again. She has been gulping down coffee after coffee. Now she sets fire to the small book in which she has been looking up the numbers. She walks up and down 2 or 3 times. Then she starts speaking. She is rehearsing the short speech which she proposes to make to her husband, acting as if it is evident that he is sitting in a particular chair.
Well, Anmol, I'm off. I suppose I've waited too long. I'm awfully sorry, but Anmol, you must let me go. You can't keep... I'll be your downfall. It's quite clear. I know you aren't a coward. You're not scared of authority. But there are worse things. They won't put you in a prison. But they'll ban you from the medical college any day now. You won't say anything at the time. But it'll make you ill. I'm not going to watch you sitting around the flat pretending to read magazines. It's pure selfishness on my part. My leaving. That's all. Don't tell me anything. Don't tell me you haven't changed. You have. Only last week you established quite objectively that the proportion of Muslim scientists wasn't all that high. Objectivity is always the start of it. There is a time when you wouldn't care about religious bigotry when you married a Muslim. Oh, Anmol, what has happened to us? I never told you I wanted to go away. I've done for a long time. Because I can't talk when I look at you, Anmol. Then it seems to me there's no point in talking. It's all been settled already. What do they really want? I've never had anything to do with politics. Did I vote for a communist or an anti-national? I thought I was safe. I'm just a rich housewife with servants, a duplex, three cars and so on. And now all of a sudden, it seems only Hindus can be safe. I've often thought lately about something you told me years back, how some people were more valuable than others. So one lot were given insulin when they got diabetes and the others weren't. And this was something I understood, the idiot that I was. Well, now they've drawn a new distinction of the same sort. And this time, I am one of the less valuable ones. Serves me right. Yes, I'm packing. Don't pretend you haven't noticed anything the last few days. Nothing really matters, Anmol, except just one thing. If we spend our last hour together without looking at each other's eyes, that's a triumph they can't be allowed. The liars who force everyone else to lie. I'm packing so they shan't take away your job as a senior physician. And because they've stopped saying good morning to you at the clinic. And because you're not sleeping nowadays. I don't want you to tell me I mustn't go and I'm hurrying because I don't want to hear you telling me I must. It's a matter of time. Principles are a matter of time. They don't last forever any more than a flower does. There are good ones which last a long while, but even they only have a certain life. Don't get the idea that I'm angry. Yes, I am. Why should I always be understanding? What's wrong with the color of my blood, my being? What sort of people are you, yourself included? You work out the quantum theory, then allow a lot of semi-barbarians to tell you you have to conquer the world, but you can't love the woman you want. Yes, I know I'm being unreasonable. But what good is reason in a world like this? There you sit, watching your wife pack and say nothing. You all have ears, is that it? But you people say nothing. One lot listens and the others keep silent and the other calls for revolutions on social media. To hell with that. I'm supposed to keep silent too. I truly do love you. I'm 38. That isn't too old, but I can't do much more experimenting. The next time I settle in some country, things can't be like this. The next man I get must be with me. And don't tell me you'll send me money. You know you won't. And you aren't to pretend it's just a matter of 2 or 3 months either. This business is going to last more than 2 or 3 months.
What are you doing? Tidying up?
No.
Why are you packing?
I want to get away.
What? What are you talking about?
We did mention the possibility of my going away for a bit. It's no longer very pleasant here.
That's a lot of nonsense.
Do you want me to stay then?
Where are you thinking of going?
Bangladesh. Just away.
But you've got nobody there.
No.
Why don't you wish to stay here? There's absolutely no need for you to go so far as I'm concerned.
No.
You know I haven't changed. You do, don't you, Jahan?
Yes.
And there's nothing else that makes you want to go?
You know that.
It might not be such a bad idea, I suppose. You need a breather. It's stifling in this place. I'll come and collect you.
Yes, why don't you?
Things can't go on like this all that much longer. Something's bound to change. The whole business of interfaith will die down again. It's a disaster, it really is.
Definitely. Did you run into Mehra?
Yes, just on the stairs, that's to say. I think he's begun to be sorry about the way they dropped us from the society committee. He was quite embarrassed. In the long run, they can't completely sit on intellectuals like us. People aren't all that standoffish if you face up to them squarely. What time are you off then?
9:15.
And where am I to send money to?
Let's say by registered post, Dhaka main post office.
I'll see what can be done. They can't keep harassing us.
If you can come and collect me, it'll do you a bit of good. I rang Janvi. She'll see you're all right.
Quite unnecessary. For 2 or 3 months.
Do you mind handing me my umbrella?
Yes. After all, it's only for 2 or 3 months, Jahan.